Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Something unprecedented is happening in American politics. NBC, a major legacy media network, one that's protected Democrats for decades, just released polling data so devastating, so politically explosive that party operatives immediately went into damage control mode. I mean, we're talking about numbers that fundamentally reshape everything Americans thought they knew about the Democrat Party. And it gets worse. While this bombshell was dropping, a Democrat Senate campaign got hit with a scandal so bizarre that political insiders are saying the Democrats will simply never recover. Buckle up, because what I'm about to show you, you can't unsee. And neither can the 66% of Democrats who just exposed their true vision for America's future. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you're making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. For the last several months, a number of pundits have been talking about a Democrat Party that's caught in a political free fall of its own making. I was actually on Newsmax yesterday morning for their Sunday shows, and we were talking about the ballroom hysteria, right? How Democrats are flipping out over what's nothing more than the latest renovation building project that the White House has gone through for well over the last century. And I pointed out that Trump must be having so much fun with this, because this ballroom project combines two things two of his favorite things in life. He gets to build, he gets to oversee a major construction project, and he gets to drive the Democrats literally crazy in the process. And that's because the Democrats are inescapably mired in the feckless and futile pursuit of turning their incessant TDS, their Trump derangement syndrome, into a viable political platform. Trump has yet again, through this ballroom construction, effectively diverted the Democrats into doubling down on yet another issue that resonates with literally no one. And that kind of alienation from what voters really care about is reflected, I think, in one of the most telling facts in all of this. If you look at the latest polls, the YouGov poll, the Quinnipiac poll, this ballroom is actually more popular with voters than the Democrats are. And I noted that at some point, the Democrats are going to have to stop reacting and start taking action. They're going to have to stop responding and begin leading with their own positive agenda. We certainly all know what the Democrats are against, but what on earth are they for? Because until they can coherently articulate that, they're going to be stuck in this political wilderness. That was my argument. Well, gang, it appears that your humble patriot professor was completely wrong. And that's because we are now more and more learning what the Democrat Party is actually for. And if you can believe it, it's even worse.
Here are some numbers from Gallup, because Gallup has been testing this for years, for decades, really. Basic attitudes towards socialism and capitalism. These are the latest numbers that they came up with. Overall, asking folks, do you have a positive view of socialism? 39% of Americans said yes. 54% said they had a positive view of capitalism. But look at the party split here among Democrats. Look at socialism. That's nationally again. Two-thirds of Democrats nationally, not talking New York City, but across the country, say to Gallup they have a favorable, positive view of socialism. Only 42% of capitalism. And take a look here. Independents, Republicans, it is different. Slight majority of independents favorable toward capitalism. Three quarters of Republicans favorable towards capitalism. Well under 50% in each case favorable to socialism.
So as you can see for yourself, the Democrats are yet again doubling down on the most politically unpopular positions among the American electorate. Two-thirds of Democrats are openly and fully embracing what 54% of voters overall reject. And that includes 51% of independents. 66% of Democrats, nearly 7 in 10, now view socialism favorably. They are identifying themselves as socialists, even though socialism remains radically unpopular among the majority of the nation. Again, make no mistake, that poll that you just saw there is devastating for the Democrats. That poll has Trump and the GOP salivating, precisely because it further demonstrates that the Democrats are doubling down on what we're calling the 80-20 doom loop. They're staking their political positions with issues that appeal at best to just 20 to 30% of national voters. And that 80-20 doom loop triggers a process known as de-alignment, meaning that the more the Democrats alienate themselves from the issues that matter most to voters, the more those voters will begin to turn their backs politically on the Democrats and defect over to the Republicans. Again, this is exactly what we've been seeing among working class voters, once the heart and soul of the Democrat Party. They were the backbone of the FDR New Deal coalition that lasted for over 70 years. Back in 2016, the working class voters defected en masse away from the Democrats, nearly 200 counties in Wisconsin, Iowa, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Minnesota, that had voted Democrat in every single presidential election for decades, suddenly defected. They flipped and voted for Trump. It took Hillary completely by surprise. And they did it again in 2020, and they did it again in 2024. And then we saw the same defection among Latinos, particularly Latino men, who Trump won in 2024 by 10 points. This is de-alignment. The more the Democrats double down on issues that are radically unpopular among the majority of voters, the more they alienate themselves from the issues that matter most to voters. And therefore, voters defect over to the Republicans and realign their voting with the GOP. And again, it gets even more alarming. When asked if they'd support politicians described as Democrat socialists versus moderate Democrats, 53% of Democrat voters chose the socialists, compared to only 33% favoring moderates like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. The inmates are now officially running the Democrat asylum. And I get it. I get it. You know, for many, the dream of a comfortable golden age has been shattered, right? And the numbers don't lie. Only 58% of Americans believe their hard-earned savings will last through their retirement years. Inflation, market volatility, global economic threats, they've all turned retirement planning into a high-stakes game of economic survival. But there's obviously a much better solution than Marxist socialism. Well, enter Block Trust IRA's amazing Animus AI, a revolutionary crypto solution that's rewriting the rules of retirement investing. This isn't just another investment platform. It's a lifeline for families desperate to break free from future financial uncertainty. Since 2020, Animus AI has done what seemed impossible, outperforming Bitcoin by, get this, over 250%. percent. We're talking about a technology that works tirelessly, analyzing thousands of market data points to detect opportunities no human trader could ever spot. And for the first time ever, it's now available to ordinary Americans. So whether you're a truck driver, small business owner, or a teacher, this is your chance to take control. And the best part is that Block Trust IRA combines the tax advantages of an IRA with the growth potential of crypto and the risk management of an AI-powered trading platform. I mean, this isn't just investing. This is generational wealth protection. That's why I'm a client at Block Trust. I love them, and I know you will too. With $200 million in insurance coverage, military-grade security, and access to over 60 cryptocurrencies, Block Trust IRA offers more than just an investment. It offers peace of mind. We're standing at the crossroads of a financial revolution. The question isn't whether you can afford to invest differently. It's whether you can afford not to. Don't just survive retirement. Thrive through it. Go to TurleyTalksCrypto.com. That's TurleyTalksCrypto.com right now and book a consultation with their crypto AI experts. Your family's future is waiting, and it's time to take control. Now, if you can believe it, things actually get even worse for the Democrats. If you thought openly embracing Marxist socialism was bad, meet Graham Plattner, the Democrat Senate candidate in Maine. You see that tattoo on his chest? You are not going to believe this.
What is that?
This?
Yeah, what's it?
Literally nothing. It's just a, it's a design.
Is it like a possum or a,
no, it's supposed to be like a dog.
That was Graham Plattner. He's a Democratic candidate running for U.S. Senate in Maine, debuting the brand new ink that, as of today, has covered up a previous tattoo that resembled a Nazi symbol. The decision to replace the tattoo coming after this video of the oyster farmer and first-time candidate revealed a skull and crossbones design on his chest that is widely recognized as a Nazi symbol. Plattner, who said he was unaware of the tattoo's Nazi association, explained that it was the result of a drunken night out 18 years ago.
So as if things couldn't possibly get worse for a party mired in Marxist socialism, they are now officially embracing a candidate with a bona fide Nazi tattoo, a skull and crossbones symbol worn by SS officers at concentration camps. Scott Jennings could not help but notice the brutal irony in all of this.
But at this point, if he moves forward, Democrats aren't winning the seat.
I hate to break the news to you, but he's winning the primary by 30 points.
Well, I think getting that's why a Nazi
tattoo. Getting a Nazi tattoo made him more popular.
I don't think it made him more
popular among Democrats. You've got a guy running for attorney general in Virginia who wants to murder Republicans, and he raised $500,000 off
people
of it.
Have also
you got Nazi tattoo guy in Maine. I sat out here for a year, 2 years, listening to every Democrat at this table say, Donald Trump's a Nazi, Elon's a Nazi, and your party is now in love with a guy with a Nazi tattoo who trained a left-wing paramilitary group and called himself an Antifa super soldier on the internet, and he's going up every day. Good luck getting him out.
So socialism and Nazism. That's the modern day Democrat Party. And the key for understanding all this involves actually closing the loop from where we began. The open embrace by the Democrats of these political extremes is the direct result of their incessant doubling down on their TDS, their Trump derangement syndrome. When TDS translates into a politics, into issues and an agenda, right, a platform, it translates, as it turns out, into Marxist socialism and the public embracing of a candidate with Nazi tattoos, because both are seen as the most effective means of fighting back against Trump and the rising MAGA movement that's taking over the nation, thanks to you. And as a result, the Democrats are only further sealing their fate. While 66% of their party embraces socialism, only 26% of independents and 14% of Republicans share that view. Let that hit you. The average favorable view of socialism among independents and Republicans is just 26%, creating a 40-point gap between what Democrats want and what America wants. 26%. It's called the 80-20 doom loop. This represents nothing less than an electoral death sentence. Americans may not fully understand Marxist economic theory. They don't have to. They do understand government incompetence from lived experience. Every interaction with bureaucracy reveals inefficiency, sluggishness, and dysfunction. Yet Democrats want to put that same government in charge of housing, healthcare, and employment. The Democrat Party has revealed its true nature. Every accusation they hurl at MAGA and conservatives, you know, you're destroying the Constitution, you're a Nazi, you're authoritarian. Every accusation turns out to be pure projection, right? Every time you point a finger, three more are pointing back at you. They're the ones restricting speech. They're the ones weaponizing government agencies. And they're the ones who are literally defending Nazi symbolism when politically convenient. Americans are waking up. The question isn't whether Democrats will lose elections. It's only whether those losses will only exacerbate the Democrats' political death spiral. One thing is for certain, the mask has fallen. The Democrats have been exposed for who they are, and more voters than ever are rightly repulsed by what they see. Do you want to ask me your biggest questions and maybe win free merch while you're at it? Well, join my Courageous Patriot Club and be part of the uncensored Monday night Q&A, all for only $10 a month at turley.pub/club.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.